Baku is a city without a master plan, and it shows. High-rises stand amidst three-story apartment houses. Pieces of the city's oil infrastructure remain in highly populated areas, and then there's the traffic. Baku's residents say they've lived with the effects of sporadic planning. An influx of refugees changes the city here. Oil money affects it there. But they'd all like to see some general improvements.
I'd like to see fewer high-rises, so they don't appear here and there. More green spaces, more parks, and please make it easier for old people and children to cross the street.
One thing I'd like to see is better traffic and better public transport, like new buses.
The city's getting better, new parks, new buildings, but I'd like to see these changes go beyond the city center.
With assistance from the World Bank, Baku is working on a detailed land management plan that addresses issues ranging from density to parking to the number of new kindergartens and hospital beds a neighborhood will need.
Fezula Kuryev is an urban planning consultant.
I've been doing this for 50 years, and many of the issues are the same from Soviet times. Traffic, metro plans, these are all still relevant. But the challenges are greater because the traffic and transport problems have grown, and the environment is more important.
3.5 million people live here, most of them crammed together in the center city. The population has almost doubled in the past 20 years. And Greater Baku is vast, bigger than Moscow, but aside from the city's core, most of it is low density and underused.
Ilgaz Azbatov is the director of the Baku State Design Institute.
We think it's feasible and a good idea to take some of the big industrial entertainment and leisure areas that are now in the center of the city out into the suburbs.
Baku is coming late to urban planning.
Amin Mamadov is an urban planner.
After the collapse of Soviet Union, when the economies has changed, like from the planet economy, we moved to the transition economy and to the market economy, there was kind of a chaos in the city.
But Baku, with no time to waste, will have a master plan in place soon.
Reporting from Baku, I'm Allison Schaefer for the World Bank Group.